Mm-hmm. How y'all doing? This is Urban Kareem. You can find me on foursidesoflife.com YouTube. Let's go. Not gonna keep you long. So we're here to talk about the CDC, and we're here to talk about masks. Okay? We're here to talk about ionizers. So I just did a video about the PPP loan. I'm gonna start covering some things. Stay tuned for my next podcast, because we're gonna talk about Dogecoin. I'm gonna start getting people information here and there about crypto so you can understand it. A lot of people making mistakes, and I don't want to bog my channel down on a crypto, because that ain't what I do. That ain't what my channel is about. But I can give information on my podcast. But let's have a little bit of announcements first before we get started. Okay? An ionizer. Pick up yourself an ionizer on my website. You can find these bad boys anywhere. But the ones that I picked up, I know that they actually work. So this is the ones that I wear, my family wear, and loved ones that are close to me. So anyways, you can... What is an ionizer? An ionizer, let me actually read the legit definition, and then I'll give you more details, okay? These necklace air purifiers and or wearable ionizers is a gadget that you wear like a lanyard ID. It creates negative ions to your immediate surroundings, which clears up pollinants, therefore, avoid inhaling airborne allergens, dirt, microbes, germs, bacteria, toxins, and viruses. Why didn't you just tell everybody to get one of these instead of wearing a mask? Huh? If they so worried about this virus, why didn't you just tell you everybody to get one of these? This protects you 3 feet around you. So you're going to hear me talk about this a lot. Every time I do a video, I'm going to go tell you to pick one up. Whether you get it from me or somebody, you need to pick one up. Because everybody, like, you know, they got cute ones out there. Got different variants and whatnot. So do what you like. But this will protect you. 3 feet. Some people wear it on their belt or wear it on in their pocket clip. So it could be protect them 3 feet downward and upward and out. And also outward and behind. I just wear them on my neck because I'm more concerned about my brain, my respiratory system, and stuff like that. So I got everything covered from my pelvis, pretty much down to my knees, all the way above my head, and 3 feet out, 3 feet right, left, and behind. So this is what you want, because individuals that have took that V shot, that vaccination shot, those individuals that have taken it, this particular shot, like I've said, and doctors and scientists already put it out, but they've been shutting down and muzzling the truth tellers. This is not no vaccination shot. This is not a vaccine. This is an injection. So it has a lot of crap in it, but definitely one of the main things it has in there is nanos that are so micro small, right on that level where viruses and bacteria are, that you can't really see with your naked eye, that deprograms you and reprograms you. Okay? Their language is it deprograms your original genetic and DNA, and it rewrites it. Okay? So it's going, this science behind it have shown that it can break down your immune system so low that you may possibly, could be taken out by a common cold. So, by you wearing this ionizer, they got other things you can do, but this is like less evasive. You can just tell somebody when they ask you why you have it, you can just say, I got me an air purifier, because that's what it is, okay? Anybody that has taken the vaccination shot, that Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson, the Pfizer, and then that other one, that before, I forgot the name, I'm going to have to write that down. Them bad boys can jump. You know what I'm saying? And plus the fact, if you have somebody in the room that has taken the Moderna and somebody else took the Pfizer, and then they come into the same space between each other, it starts acting all weird. This is information that has not been put out there to you. It actually is giving people rashes that ain't never had no, that ain't had the shot, but those that had it, it's giving individuals that have had it, it's, what is it called, taking out their, it's giving them miscarriages and issues with their respiratory as well as their menstrual cycles. It's giving them issue with that. It's giving people just skin issues. And there's a lot more, but I'm not going to go into that right now. But those individuals that are not taking the vaccine shot, for some reason, it's causing people that ain't just been around people, just hanging out with people that have been vaccinated, and they're getting rashes, they're having miscarriages, they're having their hormones been thrown off, and their nerves is not acting right. They're having medical issues. So scientists and doctors that are behind the scenes are trying to find out why individuals that have not taken the vaccination shot, this one that they're calling it, why is it affecting them when they're around someone that has taken the vaccine? So that's why I did the other video, the podcast, showing a doctor that would not let people that had been vaccinated in his office. It's a lot of businesses out there that you don't know nothing about, small businesses, restaurants and private ones, will not let you in their establishment. People in their homes, they know what's up, that's going on with it. Them real citizens, those individuals that really read, they're not letting you in their house if you've been vaccinated. So I'm not that cold and going to disrespect family like that because they really don't know, you know? This is just the truth of the matter. Most of them don't know what's going on, and most of them don't know what's happening to them. They don't have a clue. So since they don't have a clue, I'm not going to be rude and disrespectful and say they can't come visit, but I'm going to have something that's going to protect me. And it's something else that I'm going to put in my video. It just got delivered. I'm going to show you a science project they used to do. When people have their hair spike up and they would run electricity, they would wind it up and run electricity through their body. If you are around there just even touching something that a person that has took this injection shot / vaccination shot, it can be transmitted towards you. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds weird, like it's a conspiracy, but you have to at least take precaution. I didn't get as far as where I'm at right now being a conspiracy all my life. No, I got this far from paying attention, keeping my head on a swivel, and listening, reading, and researching, and fact-checking what I've been researching and finding out for myself. And on top of that, protecting myself. But so many people give so much trust into the leaders and the system, they can't even fathom in their mind that they're being played and being disrespected. But anyways, let me go back to that. So pick yourself up whatever kind of ionizer you like. Go start researching them, checking them out yourself. If you don't want to go far, you could just go to my 4cyclesoflife.com. Most people know what my website is, 4cyclesoflife.com. I'm all around Google, and you just go into merchandise, and you'll see the black and the white one. Okay, they don't cost too much, you know, and then there's instructions inside telling you how to use them. Okay, now let's get to this, because, you know, back to what I was just saying. You want to make sure, the last part I'll say right here, and then I'll just touch on this every time I do a podcast, pick you up one of those. You want to make sure that, you know, individuals, which is the baby boomers, and your loved ones and family members, you know, even people that you love so much in the, you know, in the 20s and the teens and the 30s, look like everybody, they're taking a shot. So I already know these things are not technically going to fly off the shelf, okay? They're not technically going to fly off the shelf because individuals are not really concerned about not taking it. And more people are just taking it. But those individuals that are not, people like Kareem, like me, you want to make sure you go get one of these. And to protect you and your family members, yes, my boy, he's what, 6 years old? I got him one. And my son, other boy, that's 15 years old, he got one. My daughter, 29, she got one. My grandson, he got one on his neck, 3 years old. And me and my queen, we got it. Okay, so we be respectful. We don't go into details that, hey, when family members walk up, hey, what is that for? We don't go into details and say, hey, look, you know, I heard you took the vaccination shot, so I'm wearing this because it's going to protect me from you. We don't do that. We actually literally just say, hey, look, this is an air purifier, which it is. So anybody that sneezes or coughs or anything around you, individuals that are having these things that don't jump and having electrical frequencies that might come in your area and try to just, you know, hop on you, this is going to protect you. They already have studies out there showing that individuals that are giving people massages that have took the vaccination shot and a person that's getting the massage haven't took the vaccination shot. And it's just giving them all kinds of issues. They coming home with rashes. They having nerve issues, damages. They don't know what's going on with them. And they're going to the doctor. And the real scientists and doctors is actually breaking it down to them. I have two doctors in my corner. They be breaking down the information in private. They don't play around. You know what I'm saying? So I already know off the top when I'm dealing with somebody assisting them, if they got them one of them clown doctors that's just drinking the soup. So majority of them is just trying to do their job and they're trying to lose their job. But it's a lot of them out there, though. It's a lot out there. It's a few. That's a lot. Enough of them out there that is, you know, they're just trying to do right by people. Okay? So don't chase everybody away. Okay, so these right here are individuals that have took the vaccination shot, this injection. They don't have a lot of proof right now. How is this going to assist and help you? It definitely probably will. It'll protect you with your space. So I'm pretty sure some of you are like, man, what if I want to protect myself from a person that took the Moderna vaccination shot and I took the Pfizer? Okay, so you got some science behind that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't look into that. But if you just want to protect your space and you took the vaccination shot or you're afraid of those like myself that didn't take the vaccination shot and you still want to just extra protect yourself, that's what this does. It'll protect you too. So if you're afraid of someone like Kareem that has not took the vaccination shot and I'm coming around there sneezing and coughing or I'm just in your space talking, pick up one of these. It just covers your area if you believe that I'm walking around sick or those people that didn't take the vaccination shot sick. So it helps those both ways. But I'm mainly was putting this out here for those, you already know, that took the vaccination shot. And I wish people around here that hasn't taken it is trying to protect themselves. I know you're probably saying to yourself, that's crazy, brother. Ain't no way, Kareem, that it's going to affect you like that. And you ain't took no vaccination shot. Okay, for one, you're mandatory. They're not mandatory, but they're pressuring a lot of you guys to take it to the point that you guys didn't want to. Your family members is telling you not to, and you're still doing it. Okay? Just to go shopping. Just to not wear that mask no more. Just to not wear a mask at church, at work. Speaking of not wearing no mask no more, speaking of that, the CDC just busted out with some information today. CDC says, I'm reading them right from their site, okay? Well, really the Washington Post, because I could have went straight to the site, but let me read it here. Washington Post says, CDC says fully vaccinated Americans no longer need masks indoors or outdoor in many cases. So you're free to roam where you want to go. But listen here. That doesn't stop the private sector. You know, Sam's, Costco, stores like Walmart and everything, other little stores and gyms. They can, in movie theaters, they can still tell you, you ain't coming up in here without no mask. They still got to be free. Because I remember our governor out here in Arizona, he put out an executive order saying you ain't got to wear no mask no more. But he had to retract and add some more information and then say, okay, it's up to the establishments. And they pretty much ain't going for it. Now, let me read a little more. Americans who have been fully vaccinated can go without masks or physical distancing in many cases, even when they are indoors or in large groups, federal officials said Thursday, paving the way for a full reopening of society. Look like they got enough of people got hit with this jab, okay? The change represents a huge shift symbolically and practically for pandemic-wearing Americans, millions of whom have lived with death restrictions for more than a year. Oh, you're right. A growing number have complained they cannot do more than even after being fully vaccinated and criticized the Center for Disease Control and Prevention for being overly cautious. Like, man, you had me take a vaccination shot and you still want me to wear a mask? You still want me to make sure I be social distancing or quarantine myself if I go around somebody that might be sick? Or if somebody that might be sick talking and sneezing or whatever, this vaccination not protecting me? Wow. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to have you guys taking the vaccination shot. They're going to have you taking multiple doses, like every 4 to 5 or 6, 9 months. You're going to be taking them. They ain't playing. They're trying to rewrite your DNA for real. Okay, more than 154 million Americans have had at least one shot, and 117 million are fully vaccinated, about 35% of the population. Just in case you didn't know, it's a little over 330 million people. 330 million people in the United States. So to say that it's more than 154 million, that's a lot. We have all longed for this moment when we can get back to some sense of normalcy. CDC Director Rochelle said at a briefing, based on the continuous downward tragedy of cases, the scientific data on the performance of our vaccine and our understanding on how the vaccine virus spreads, that moment has come for those who are fully vaccinated. So those that are fully vaccinated, you know, you good, right? So check this out. Individuals that have fully vaccinated, according to your understanding, those that didn't get vaccinated, we're going to get taken out. What about those individuals that got the COVID, the so-called COVID-19, the full-blown, didn't die, and they still here? And they told them they need to go get vaccinated. According to them, the vaccination is a weaker version of the full-blown. That don't even make no sense, right? But they get fully vaccinated. Why? Because people are told that if you get this vaccination shot, you are now protected for those that didn't get it. And you're protected from the virus. Well, we're going to see who's right. Last time I checked, I've been studying the body for over 15 years. Last time I checked, I'm in an American doctor's program. That's a holistic natural healing that deals with Mother Nature doctor's program. To have that official stamp of being a naturopathic doctor. And it's hard work too. So soon I'll have that stamp and it'll change on my YouTube and social media platforms to Dr. Kareem. Be asking me where I got my credentials at and I'll put it out there. But this is what you're challenging. You're challenging real underground science, real doctors on the front line, real nurses and practitioners, real natural healers. You're challenging them with your intelligence of not knowing pretty much nothing about the body. Last time I checked, some of y'all don't even know what rosemary does for the body. Last time I checked, some of y'all don't know what cinnamon, thyme, oregano. You don't know what top tier essential oils do for the body. Some of y'all don't know what black sea moss does for the body. Bladderwrack does for the body. You don't know nothing about ashwagandha. Some of y'all don't know where these pharmaceutical products come from and what Mother Nature. Some of y'all don't even know what turpentine does for the body. Some of y'all don't even know where turpentine comes from. Okay? You don't even know that it's come from a pine tree and they got it in the paint section. And how it can just get rid of all kinds of disease. Some of y'all don't know about some of the top 10 king herbs like cayenne pepper. Don't know the power of how it helps the circulation of the body, how it helps the heart, how it can almost take care of anything, especially it can be a delivery agent to any other herbs. Some of y'all don't know the power of black pepper. But you want to tell someone like a nurse, a practitioner, one just telling the truth, not your healer, a doctor, a scientist, a herbalist, a herbologist. You want to tell them that you understand the body and they crazy and they shouldn't listen to them or listen to me. Okay. I'm not a medical doctor. Seek your physician, your state physician. For medical advice. So you got to understand the difference between a state medical physician. It ain't no different from an individual that's pro per as an attorney for themselves, pro per coming in there to represent themselves versus a state bar association attorney. Okay? That's a difference. And there's also a difference between a state bar association private one that has his own practice and one that works for the state. Okay? You got to be in the club. Why do you think most people got to be state licensed in most areas when it's making that real money? They got to be licensed by the state to do business with you and I, the citizens. Anyways, let's continue reading. She did leave open the possibility that the restrictions could return should the pandemic worsen. This past year has shown us that this virus can be unpredictable. They already setting you up like, I'm going to give you a little temporary bit. Let's see how people do in the next 4 to 6 months to a year. Now that they've had this injection/vaccination. Okay. Most of y'all don't know that you signed up for a volunteer study. Most of you don't even read the contract. I know you wasn't going to read the contract because you don't even read the contract at the job. You don't even read the contracts on your debts and your credit that you get. You don't even read them. Your loans, your cars, all you don't even read those. You don't even read the contracts when you get married, okay? When you have children, all of that, none of that. When you put your kids to school. When you're dealing with these people out here, they got so many quasi-contracts, flippity-flop contracts that are so ridiculous, even with the mortgage and all that. You don't even, how you going, if you ain't reading those, even a contract to get your lights turned on and utilities, cell phone, I know you ain't going to read this. But this one was way more important because it was dealing with your life. They putting something in you. Y'all don't see what happened to all them children that, you know, almost like pretty much got to take the vaccination shots when they born into this United States. If you coming through one of them hospitals, you're going to get that back. They trying to force it on you. And most states, you know, you can't even use no exemption. But right now, it's not even mandatory. People are volunteering because they feel they have to. But it's mandatory for me because I work at this job. No, it's mandatory for you because you're comfortable with not switching up or pivoting. And some of you guys are volunteering and you don't even got to, you're getting a, you know, they weren't even taking your Social Security and your pension from you. You just saying, raising your hand, go and give it to me right now and get it over with. Okay, enough skip on reading. The relaxation of masking does not apply to airplanes, buses, trains, and other public transportation, to healthcare settings. Make sure you still put that on if you're traveling around other folks, or where state or local restriction still requires them. Hold on, back up, rewind. Or where state or local restrictions still require them. Go again, that state and local, where you going and shopping and whatnot, going here and there. If they say put it on, you still got, Mrs. Walensky said, that's Rochelle's last name. Officials also noted that some businesses selling may require masks. They're telling you straight up. The businesses may still want you to wear a mask, especially since some workers may remain unvaccinated. So now it's a battle between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Those that got the jab and those that didn't get the jab. Those that got the injection and those that didn't get the injection. But guess what? People are going to be mingling with the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. But guess what? People are going to be getting down physically with the vaccinated and unvaccinated. Huh? And when you do that, it's going to be some problems. Because you didn't read what's in it. You don't even know what's in it. You ain't even taken the time to research. And you think people like Kareem is crazy. Not all of y'all. Not all of y'all. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to make sure you guys understood that there is still a fight out here. I wanted you to understand that you need to make sure that you take precautions. Okay, so when I put information out there about what's going on, I want you to come here and listen. I'll be doing videos about this crypto because this famine is coming quicker than you expect. And you ain't looking at the reality. You can't see that you in a maze. So you're being taken advantage of. Okay? And I want to make sure that everybody understands that we in this together. Okay? We in this together. I'm not by myself. You're not by yourself. I'm not disrespecting you because you took the vaccination shot. And you shouldn't be disrespecting me because I didn't take the vaccination shot. We gotta help one another. Because at the end of the day, it's your decision, right? At the end of the day, it's my decision, right? I'm grown just like you grown. If I feel that it's a personal decision and I don't want to do it, I should be able to make that personal decision. If it's not mandatory between none of us, why is you frowning on me because I haven't took it? Or she hasn't took it? Or he hasn't took it? And I'm not frowning on you no more. I used to, because you took it. Because the understanding I have, and these doctors have, and these scientists have, and these natural healers have, we're afraid for you. We're afraid for us. And we're here doing what we've been doing. Serving you. Having your back. Informing you. Guiding you. Making sure you just don't make no ill-informed mistake or decision. What has changed? The game has changed. Your decisions have changed. Your power and your will has been taken away. So what we about it? The least we can do is respect one another. The least we can do is love one another. The least we can do is help one another. Because guess what? This is real. It's your life. It's not chess or checkers. It's my life. It's our life. Herbert Kareem.